Time for our Champions of Education, brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing worldwide organization. Nordson Corporation, helping build products the world uses every day. I'm Bruce Van Dyke, along with Craig Adams. And joining us on the line this morning from the Educational Service Center of Lorain County, their Superintendent Franco Gallo. We appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
So the Educational Service Center of Lorain County, for people not familiar, what do you do? You kind of fill gaps, provide things for all different schools? You're like everywhere, right?
Yeah, we do all sorts of different things. First of all, we provide professional development for our staff. If something comes down from the Ohio Department of Education, they come to us and say, hey, we need your county or your area trained up on this or up to speed on this. And so we do a lot of that, but we do also provide services that make more sense that we share services as opposed to everyone buying their own. So, for example, I employ audiologists, physical therapists, occupational therapists, vision mobility specialists. And, you know, because we have only a handful of students in our schools that even need those services, rather than a district having to pay to hire somebody or to contract out for a service for a minimal amount of time, we will hire those folks, and then they go and make a schedule, and they'll work throughout the county to work with those students. Everyone from psychologists to communications coordinators in some of the smaller districts. I mean, just depends. But we do a lot of services like that. We have we do fingerprinting. We do substitute teachers for some of the districts. There's just a lot of different things that we do. We put on the spelling bee for the county. You just name it. There's probably something we're doing with it. So
I'm guessing a lot of things have come down the pike in the last year you never encountered before. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, yeah. I mean, the pandemic for sure has really, caused some havoc in the schools. One big thing that we've done recently is just helping teachers convert from teaching in the regular classroom to teaching virtually. And every district does it a little bit differently, but we have an entire department dedicated to helping teachers teach what strategies, what programs to use, what types of software, what types of things are on the internet. We have people who are really skilled with the Google products here. So, your kids might have a Google Classroom. They're very skilled at that. That's something that's been really interesting. The other thing is we're coordinating vaccine coordination here for distribution in the county. And so, I would have never thought when I went to college that one day I'd be coordinating this, but that's what's happening here. So, yeah, it has been a challenging and interesting time for sure.
Well, you find out in education, it's not only about the books. It's about the people, too, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things you have planned. I noticed online and related to different programs, there's even a series called Social Emotional Series. So is that for the teachers? Is that for parents? Who's involved in that education aspect of it?
That is for anybody who is in education looking to learn more about that. I mean, a big saying that we have around here is that, it's not just about the books. It's not just about the content. It's about the student's total well-being. If a kid is hungry, if a kid is, struggling with anxiety, if the kids are, going through those things that kids go through, making our teachers more aware of that, making their classrooms more welcome, more welcoming, getting the teachers to understand a little bit about how the brain works, about strategies that can work. You may or may not know this, but I mean, there's a lot of yoga strategies that are used in classrooms now, where they give the kids brain breaks and they go in and they can stretch and they can move. They have some of the younger kids, they're doing things where they there's a program online and it's escaping me right now, but they'll go and do like little exercise breaks in the middle of class just to get their blood flowing, because there's a lot more science into how kids learn nowadays. And so the series will cover a lot of different things and strategies teachers can use to get the most out of their children.
We're talking today with Franco Gallo, Superintendent of Educational Service Center of Lorain County. How much of it are you reaching out to those different educational areas, or is it a matter of schools coming to you looking for something? How much, which way does it really flow?
Oh, it's probably two ways. We get phone calls all the time saying, can you help me with this? And then the other way it goes is I have monthly meetings, and actually lately it's been weekly meetings with our superintendents dealing with the coronavirus. We've been partnering with Dave Covell over at the health department, and we've been meeting with them weekly. But, you know, they will periodically say, I need help with this, and we help them, and vice versa. Or if something from the Department of Education comes out, or if there is a change in the law, okay, hey, everyone, we need to know how you're doing this, and how can we help you connect? Because rather than have 14 superintendents all figure something out on their own, we get together, and you know, and that's part of my job in our group is to determine, you know, how we can best serve them. So and not duplicate work. So.
And what's the difference for you in your role than when you used to be mainly in just one district? Is it just expanded or has it kind of taken on a whole different look that you've come to appreciate, I guess?
Yeah. No, I really enjoy it because I came to this role because I liked the part of the job that helps people. You know, I wasn't a huge fan of having parents yell at me or you know, wondering if a bus route was going to go because, you know, we were short on bus drivers. And so one thing that has shifted for me is I still get to, you know, I still evaluate staff here and I'm still running an organization and do a lot of that stuff. We still have a preschool, so I still get to interact with students. We have an academy. We provide education at the detention home. You know, so I still have teachers here. And so I have all the things that I loved about a school district still at my fingertips. But then I'm involved with advocacy, working with our state legislators, working with the Department of Education in the capacity I never did before. So, you know, I get to be involved with a lot of different things that I never was before. But I think that would probably be the biggest difference.
You mentioned the spelling bee earlier. Can you tell us anything about what might be coming this year?
Well, they're still talking about it, but the last I heard was it might be virtual. And so I know that they're talking about potentially if it has to go virtual, having kids sign an affidavit saying that they're not going to cheat somehow. And I know they'll make it probably difficult for that. But, they're going to have to do it differently. And then I'm not sure if they'll still send them to Washington, D.C. or not. But they did last year. Had done, or 2 years ago, they had done that, and I know last year it was a challenge. So, I think it's still in flux because it still happens in the spring, and with vaccinations and people making decisions, just like the Olympics, you know, they're trying to make those decisions and how to do it safely. It's still kind of up in the air.
What's the status for substitute teachers? I know that's something that you Educational Service Center provides a lot of, right? You kind of facilitate mm-hmm. a lot of that. How's that been working as far as people, you know, staffing of it and just sort of keeping those teachers sort of in the loop of what's happening in the regular school?
Yeah, we would have typically a lot of retired teachers who were just looking to, you know, still stay engaged, but just not in the same capacity that they were before. And we've lost a lot of them because of the coronavirus. They're just, you know, nervous because of their, you know, high risk category a lot of times to get in the classroom. However, you know, with vaccinations coming here shortly, the goal is to get them all back in the classroom. So there are still substitute teachers. You know, there's between Cuyahoga County, Lorain County, and Medina, because we all partner together, there's about 2,000 subs. But that is still down from where we've been. And so the goal is to get these folks vaccinated so that we can get them back in the classroom. But it has been a challenge. There's been times where schools have had to cancel because they just didn't have the subs to cover. So we're working on that.
Where does school testing stand this year? What's been happening on that? Has that been something that's sort of been is it happening just in a different form? Has there been sort of like we're going to hold off on some of this? What do you know or you can share with us related to that?
Right now it's as it stands, it's still happening, but there is a lot of push to say, is that really something that makes a lot of sense? I mean, there's a lot of kids who may not refuse to test. And so if we're doing testing to collect data, well, how valid is the data if and not everyone is taking the test? What are we even going to compare it to? If they don't make it high stakes, which that's a good thing, will some people even care or work as hard? I mean, there's a number of different things that are out there. I also have heard rumors that under the Biden administration that when they get an education secretary, they may provide a waiver for states. But that still doesn't mean that Ohio would put in for a waiver to not have testing this year. So there's a lot of uncertainty, but at the moment, testing is still on.
Franco Gallo, our guest this morning, Superintendent of Educational Service Center of Lorain County. We appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Educational Service Center of Lorain County, our champions of education, presented by Nordson Corporation here on WEOL.